Okay, next question. This one we're going to start with Stacy. If Brad Frost is elected mayor, there will be an open 2-year city council seat. Do you feel the person that takes third place in the election should be appointed to that seat? Why or why not? So there's two cities,
yeah,
there's two
seats.
That
part, but then what are they asking?
So the person that comes in, there's four of you running for city council. So two of you are going to win. The question is, the person that took third place, should that person be appointed to the city council in the event that Brad Frost becomes mayor and his seat becomes open?
I think that third person should get a definite nod and that they should be a strong contender. However, I think you need to look at the dynamics of the council and other factors that are being involved, notably experience, to pick that person. So the people that are the city council that gets elected, they get a pick, and I think that's really all I have to say.
And as with, like, with your roads or things like that, you don't make your decision ahead of time. You have to see who applies and what their qualifications are and make your decision at that point to make the best person to fit with their skill sets, to fit with the other people on the council so that we can have the best service for the residents of our community.
Thank you. I think it would be very appropriate if the one running, any of the two of us that don't make it, would be interested in that. I think that would be appropriate since they put the time and effort into running in the first place. They should at least be looked at as part of that process.
I believe they should be strongly considered for that, just like Jeff and Barbara and Stacy said, specifically Jeff here. For those who put forth the time, energy, and the effort to actually get elected, I believe that they should be very, very strongly considered. Like Barbara, I wouldn't necessarily say for sure guarantee, but I would definitely say they should definitely be in the front runner, specifically, like I said, because of the time, energy, and effort they put forth. But I did want to discuss just real quick here, since I got just a little bit more time, when it comes to the way that the road bond was done. I think the way that the transparency of that was poor at best. I've written extensively on bonds and why bonds failed. I talked about Pleasant Grove's bond and how they requested 19, then 14, and then 11. They lose credibility really quick and really fast when you ask for all sorts of different numbers and when there's not very clear explanations of why you're asking for what you're asking.
Any rebuttals? All right, thank you.